Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Mulligan. The search for a missing police officer continues this morning, with cops putting out a fresh call for information. Senior Constable Scott Duff was last seen on Slipper Street in Edmonton midday Monday. The Tactical Crime Squad, SES volunteers, drones and a rescue helicopter have all been on the hunt for the 50-year-old since he went missing. Cops are after anyone with footage near Walker Road, Timberley Drive and Fitzmaurice Drive between 1 and 4 Monday afternoon. A Queensland physician is leading a push to reduce suicide rates. The Zero Suicide Program focuses on ongoing care with safety plans and follow-ups. Dr. Sandeep Chand says the approach has led to a 40% reduction in returns to EDs. If you need support, call 1300 MHCall. Queensland's crime and health frontline staff are apparently some of the state's unhappiest public servants. The Public Sector Commission released the 2023 Working for Queensland survey, and it found about a fifth of employees at some hospital and health services have indicated they want to leave their roles as soon as possible. For Cairns and Hinterland Health Service, it was about 15% of respondents, which is up from 11% last year. There's new hope for the Great Barrier Reef amid mass coral bleaching caused by global warming. Researchers from the University of Queensland and Exeter have found some deep areas of coral are protected from harmful heat waves. UQ Centre for Marine Science Professor Peter Mumby says the biodiversity there is different to what you'd find in shallow water reefs.
That deep water biodiversity is less severely threatened in the immediate term. But we can't be complacent, because if we don't get on a better climate trajectory, even those reefs are going to be experiencing the sorts of stresses that we're familiar with in shallow water.
Taking a look at local sport, and it's Tom's time. Chester returning to the Cowboys squad, replacing an injured Zach Labatt. Chester beating out Viliami Valea and Sammy Valame for the right centre spot. In the meantime, Chad Townsend's accepted an early guilty plea for dangerous contact, keeping him in the number 7 for Saturday's game against the Eels.